Simon Tov Reish Chav Dalet. Umihu afilu im hudlak v'yom kippur. Even if a candle was lit on Yom Kippur, im hudlak behetar kagon lachola. If it was lit for a mutter purpose, like for a sick person who needed a candle, yichon levarich alav, then you can use that for the havdalah afterwards. But it's not ideal. It's better to use something which was a ner shabbos the entire time. The Rama adds yesh omrim lahavdil al ner shal beis hakneses. Some say that one can make havdalah on a candle which was lit in the shul. However, there are some who say you should not use that candle for havdalah, rather light another candle from that candle. Really, it's best to use two candles. Use the candle that was lit in the shul, the whole shot, Yom Kippur, and then light another one from it, and use both of them. So why not? The Mishnah Berurah explains, because that candle wasn't necessarily lit for light purposes, rather it was lit for kavod purposes, because it's honorable to have candles lit in the shul, but not for to use for light, and you're only allowed to make havdalah on something which is actually meant for light. This is why some people say that it might be problematic to use our havdalah candles nowadays, because they're not really lit for light, so therefore you should try to be sure when you light your havdalah candle for Motzei Shabbos that first of all have the lights off, so that then clearly the candle is for light purposes, and maybe even have in mind when you're lighting the havdalah candle that it be for light purposes. Rav Asher Weiss says, no, once it's made nowadays, specifically miyuchad for the mitzvah of havdalah, so then it counts anyway, but you might as well. So that's why there's an opinion that says that you shouldn't use the one that is done in shul. Rather, you should use two together. The Derech HaChaim sounds like it's better at home also to take a candle that was lit the entire Yom Kippur and combine that with a candle that you light after Yom Kippur, because then you're Yotze all the Shitas. But the Minhag Olam is just to use that one candle which was lit the entire Yom Kippur. And that's good enough. If you did use the candle from the shul, so then that's fine. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'diavad, you're going to be okay. The day after Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah says, we try to start minging a little bit earlier so that it doesn't look like we're saying, oh, you know, we want so much, please forgive us. And then the next day we go back to our normal ways. So try and show we're going to have Zrizus and start minging 5 minutes earlier or something like that. The Ramah continues, we eat and we drink because it's a little bit of a yantif, so you should try and eat and drink a little bit extra. Some people do 2 days of Yom Kippur because of the sake of the Yoma. You can do Ataras Nidaram on it. The Rama says this is not a chumra one should take upon themselves because it's dangerous. The Mishnah Berurah says, when he says you shouldn't do this minna, you shouldn't do this chumrah, it's because Medina, there's no reason to be choshesh, because as we say in the Gemara, we know what the actual day is, and we only keep 2 days of yantif to this day because of minhag avoseinu b'yadeinu, but Yom Kippurim, that was never the minhag, so it's not minhag avoseinu b'yadeinu, so there's no reason to make that up, to start keeping 2 days of Yom Kippur. Ramah finishes up, Misha Masana Tanis Chalam, Machos Yom Kippur, Ein Zarech Lisanos Kol Yamav. Someone who has a Tanis Chalam the next day after Yom Kippur doesn't have to do that forever. Ein Omrim Tchinos, below Tzidak Hadin Yom Kippur at Sukkis, so we know we don't say Tachanun from Yom Kippur until Sukkis. The people who are medaktik in mitzvos start building their sukkah Motzei Yom Kippur to go from Motzei Yom Kippur right into doing the mitzvah building the sukkah. Do a little bit, and then the next day, says the Mishnah Berurah, you finish the rest of the sukkah. And that's Hilchos Yom Kippur.